We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Happy Thursday. A few minutes past 6 p.m. I'm confused. Baby sharks? Baby ancient sharks?
Baby ancient shark, Yeah, baby megalodons. So okay. They've figured out the size of these things, which are like 8 to 9 feet long, which is
babies.
Babies, which is just terrifying. And apparently, they would...
That's how my cousins in Benton are born.
There would be a certain number of baby sharks in the womb, and the most powerful would survive by eating the other baby sharks. So they were cannibals.
Wait, only one?
Mommy's
there can
womb.
Be only one?
There might be two, but the other ones were getting eaten.
Jeez. That's a... Okay. Evolutionarily speaking, that's pretty smart. It's disgusting.
That's why I wanted to talk about it, like, from an evolutionary standpoint. If humans did that, obviously we would consider that to be evil. But since it's a shark, is it evil or is it smart? Like you said...
It makes sense to me that if the goal of evolution is to have more of you little baby sharks, then rather than starting with one, let's start with 12, and then they are going to be the food while in the womb, and one or two really strong ones are going to survive, and they're going to be strong, then they're going to breed and have strong babies.
It's just
I think we should start
crazy.
Doing it with humans.
Just kind of crazy to think about. So, you know, they're born at this huge size, so they're immediately able to compete for food. So
so weird.
I know.
So weird.
Did you see The Meg, Dave? That seems like a movie you'd watch. I didn't see it. Have we talked about it on the show?
I resent your assumption, and yes, I did.
Well, I mean...
Your assumption is correct.
Was
and it was
good?
Exactly what... It's exactly what you think it is. It's, oh no, that's a giant shark. We can't kill it. Oh, God, it's a giant shark. We killed it. That's the whole thing.
Like Jaws?
No, way bigger. Like,
well, yeah, I just meant like kinda, Jaws under the sea.
Yeah, pretty much. You know what movie I kind of like? Did you guys see Deep Blue Sea?
No. Mm-mm. Never heard of it.
Sam Jackson gets his arm bit off by a shark. Mm. Spoiler alert.
It's a, there's a piece of video footage from a underwater camera that purports to show a megalodon in the ocean currently.
Whoa,
that stuff.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's for sure a shark.
Yeah.
Feeding. The debate is it a megalodon? Is it really as big as people say it is?
I and think it's absolutely possible.
Sure, especially
absolutely
in the ocean.
Is it really big or is it just next to a very tiny fish?
Right, right. But it's definitely an old, beat up. Dinosaur looking
yeah.
shark.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm scared of is the giant squid.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a photo once on the internet that Andrew told me was fake, but it's of a pretty big squid, like definitely bigger than a human. And the human, there's a human trying to like climb up onto a boat, and the squid has his leg and one of his tentacles and is like pulling him down into the water, and it haunts me.
Mm.
Try to find it and show it to you guys really quick.
Can you explain the Anne Hathaway thing to me?
Yes. So Anne Hathaway was on Jimmy Kimmel's show recently, and she was just saying when she got her SAG card, like her Screen Actors Guild card, she wrote down that her name was Anne Hathaway. And obviously everyone's called her that ever since. But her whole life, she's actually gone by Annie Hathaway and just kind of didn't know how to correct anyone. So they were laughing about it. It wasn't like a real serious thing. She was just saying, it's funny because when people get to know me, I don't seem like an Anne. I seem like an Annie. Which maybe it doesn't seem like a huge difference, but if Annie Fry suddenly changed her name to the Anne Fry Show, it would be weird. You know, yeah. It's like it's pretty a pretty stark difference. And I was wondering, because I'm the only one on the show who goes by their like full name. Like you're obviously Anthony and David. What did like did your parents just shorten your names from birth, and it was just like that, and you never thought a thing of it? Did people ever not do it and it was weird? I was just wondering because I've always been
Rachel.
The
only time I've ever been called David is by strangers or my mom when she was mad. I was Davy Gravy my whole life, and that turned into Gravy because that's what you do is you take a nickname and you make it even shorter, right? And so I was Davy Gravy. Here comes Davy Gravy. And then it was just Gravy. And then Glove, everyone from law school knows me by nothing but Glove. And then Dave just seemed like the place to settle, if that makes sense. It still makes me uncomfortable when people call me David.
David.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
David.
And Dave, and all you have to do, if you want to stop me in my tracks, yell David Allen Glover, and you have about 3 seconds to disarm me because I am stuck for 3 seconds.
Right.
Because that's when my mom would be chasing me with a fly swatter when she was yelling David Allen Glover.
And that's basically what Anne Hathaway said, right? Is she was like, nobody calls me Anne except my mom when she's really mad at me. Please don't call me Anne. Nobody call me Anne. You can call me anything else but Anne.
Yeah, she did a thing like, you know, fans see her in public and they're like, Anne Hathaway. And she gets scared like her mom's coming after
That's
her.
That's
so kind of cute.
Wrong. Yeah.
People don't like her and I love her. I love Anne Hathaway.
What are your different iterations of your name throughout your life, like me?
I've always been Rachel. My dad and brother called me Rach. But, I mean, I've never really. And then I have friends that call me Ray. Like, Andrew calls me Ray a lot. Privately. Maybe on the air. I don't know.
It's weird. He calls me that too.
Ray. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, it's just been Rachel all the time.
Everyone knows the Ramjet story. And I also really took a hard try at Rex.
Rex.
Yes. I thought that was the coolest name. We had a kid come into school for about a week, made a huge impression on me.
He just takes other people's cool nicknames.
Yeah, his real name is Rex.
You know, I'm going to start going by Lady Gaga. I like that.
He came in. He was super dark complected. He was really handsome, like second, third grade. Really cool. All the girls dug him. His name was Rex. And then he left. Thank God. And then after that, I just started like telling people like, oh, you know what? There's been a giant mistake. I know you think my name's Dave, but it's Rex.
What about you, Tony?
You don't get to pick your own nicknames. I mean, I've always been my parents only called me Tony. They didn't ever call me Anthony. However, there was a big push by some people at the beginning of my radio career to use the name Anthony instead of Tony, especially because it was the 90s.
Yeah.
And it was like, that was a cooler kind of, if you think about like.
Did you ever think about just having a completely different name?
No. No, because I had a good radio name, I thought.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
All O's.
That's right. So, but I did consider using Anthony as my radio name. I did have a girlfriend call me Anthony once. She just liked it better. I had no problem with it.
Let me be, it's not racist.
And I've had a million other nicknames, too.
But I'm going to be stereotypical with you.
Including probably the one you're about to say.
No, being Italian and named Anthony, because the joke is everyone's like Anthony or Paulie or whatever.
Right.
And you're not Catholic.
Mm-mm.
Were you Catholic? Like
the Italian, I have full-blooded Italians on both sides of the family. My grandpa on my dad's side, full-blooded, and my great-grandpa on my mom's side was full-blooded Italian. But obviously the name comes from my dad's side, and that part of the family was Catholic, but not strongly religious. Like, not, you know, go to church every... My grandma on that side was not like, go to church every weekend. It was my mom's side that was the ones that were more, you know, go to church. My mom is the one who took us to church. My dad didn't go very often.
So you did grow up Catholic?
No, and my mom's side was not.
Oh, okay.
Was not.
They were just more religious in
general. They did have it. We did have Italian on that side, but they were just non-denominational Christian. My mom's side was more just non-denominational Christian.
Had I known what Catholics were when I was a kid, I would have pretended to be one.
Yeah,
my dad
I
grew up technically Catholic.
It just seems cool.
But he's like, we never went to church. But he's like,
priests and exorcists.
Yeah,
and
my dad's side of the family is Catholic. And as a kid, I was always like, man, see, rosary. I liked the rules. Like, to me, it made sense.
I don't know. It always seemed like way too much work to me. I was like, man, guys do a whole lot of extra stuff.
It's less work, though, than like... Being fundamental Baptist, yeah, that was like your whole life. If you're a Catholic, though, you could just go to Mass and like confess and be done. I mean, right. There's many Catholics
once
who get much
most,
more seriously than that, but that's kind of how it was sold.
Yeah, I think that's how it is.
I just always thought like the churches were beautiful and like the prayer cards and
it
stuff
just seems
like that.
Like a thing.
It's neat. Yeah,
it's got gravitas.
I love going. I look forward whenever there is a Mass that I'm going to attend. And I love it when it's like, ooh, y'all know when to say the right thing at the right time and get down on your knees. Like, it's kind of cool.
Not me. Going to Mass as many times as I have now with, you know, Phoebe being Catholic, it's been, it took about 3 Masses for me to lose that whole, like, this is so cool. And be like, seriously? We're still going here, huh? Man, really? People got mad at me a few years ago when I came from one of those and I said, let me solve a lot of your problems, Catholic Church and other organizations and other churches. 20 minutes, in and out, pop, 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 let's go. When I was super religious, I went to an Assembly of God church in Wood River, very charismatic, speaking in tongues, tambourines, the whole bit. And, you know, it was the typical like 10 to noon. And damn it, in spite of me being super religious, at noon, when some mofo would start speaking in tongues, you couldn't leave because then it was just like, here we go. It's overtime and we're speaking in tongues and we're going to drink some strychnine and just like, oh, for the love of God.
Strychnine.
It's a joke, but like the snake handlers in West Virginia drinking poisons and handling snakes and stuff like that. We're one step below that.
Mm. Speaking in tongues.
I tried. Yeah. I tried speaking in tongues. So hard. Because it's what I was, when I became a Christian, it was the church that I went into.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a big deal there. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you just kind of weren't really varsity unless you could do that.
Mm.
And tried my hardest and just never could.
Man, one of the times I really got in trouble on the show is, you guys remember that video of the pastor who was speaking in in tongues, and then he checked his phone during it. Do you guys remember that?
Yes.
He was literally like, look, I don't know. I've never been a part of a church that did that, so I don't get it. But it seemed like he was real low energy phoning it in. Maybe the Holy Spirit was speaking that way.
Right.
I don't know. But I went on the air and I really made fun of it because it's a funny video.
You should.
If that's not your religion and you don't know anything about that, it was hilarious and I got killed.
When you are translating the literal word of God through an unknown language and you have the ability to check your phone.
And people were like, he was checking a prayer request. And I'm like, or he was checking FanDuel. It could have been either one. It looked funny. Sorry. It was hilarious.
This is wrong, but whatever. One of the main guys that would speak in tongues at our church had a terrible speech impediment. And so it was double. And it was, look, everyone knows me.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard not to laugh.
Yeah.
As deeply into it as I was, I believed it.
Right.
But when brother would start going with his thing, it was just like biting my cheeks.
You know how I said that when you were on your very serious rant yesterday and I wanted to make a joke about your shirt?
Yes.
So I've obviously always been that person and also got in trouble when I was with a girlfriend that I had for a very long time.
The one that called you Anthony?
No, a different one. That was very Catholic. And so I went to church with her several times, you know, on holidays or whatever throughout our relationship, and quickly learned that there is no room for comedy, although I thought that there was at all times. So, for example, on those things where they like chant back at the at the
responses.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The responses. So it's like peace be to you and to you.
Yeah.
Like when you go back at you,
they don't like that.
Not appreciated.
No, people don't look at you. People don't go, ah, that's funny. That's
we never thought of that.
No. You do that about one time before you realize.
Yeah. You throw out there, that's what she
nobody's
said.
Nobody's with you. Yeah. Yeah. Nobody thinks it's funny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.